This is tape two of the Judge Joseph B. Sullivan interview. Could you please back up just a little bit?
Yes.
And continue.
At this particular lunch that Bob Ridgeridden, Jerry, and myself, George Edwards' name wasn't even mentioned. I didn't know who they were talking about. He was only referred to as the candidate or the prospect, something like that. But Jerry was to meet this individual at the person's home, either that day or the following day, but I know it was immediate future. Jerry went to such meeting with, proved to be George Edwards, who was then, as I mentioned, on the Supreme Court for the state. And whether it was because of Jerry's own tremendous persuasive powers or because George Edwards really saw an opportunity to not only do something in the community, but he wanted, George Edwards wanted, I believe, to be head of the FBI.
Uh-huh.
And he had no police background.
Uh-huh.
So the chief of police, of the police commissioner of the city of Detroit, might be a natural thing, because
yeah,
he was close to the Kennedys, too, and there were a lot of people who were interested in getting J. Edgar Hoover out of there.
Uh-huh.
So it certainly was a doable thing. Whether that motivated Edwards or not, of course, I don't know. But anyway, after they met, Edwards agreed to accept the position. And then Jerry told me who it was going to be. But again, I was sworn to secrecy, as was anybody else. Well, I think the only other person they knew was Tommy McIntyre.
What was your reaction?
Well, I thought it was a tremendous thing. Judge Edwards is a man of great, great stature in the city. In the state, not only was he a Supreme Court justice, but he had been known as a real leader in the community. He had taken a lot of positions. He was maybe you wouldn't call him a firebrand. He struck sparks anyway where he was. And he was a man who things happened when he was there. So I thought if anybody can do things with the police department, George Edwards would be a man who could do it.
I guess what I was getting at is, were you surprised?
Oh, yes, I was surprised.
Yes.
Very surprised, because I didn't think a man like George Edwards, sitting on the Supreme Court of the state, would even consider such an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I was very surprised.
Mm-hmm. What's your evaluation of the job Mr. Edwards did as police commissioner?
Well, I find that a little more difficult to answer, because I don't think George Edwards as police commissioner and Jerry Kavanaugh as mayor worked as closely as it would be hoped they were.
How so?
I don't know. I think Edwards felt, I've taken the job, but I'm going to run it independently.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was traditional that when there were going to be promotions in the police department, police commissioner would inform the mayor who was going to promote. And I don't think George Edwards bothered to do that sort of thing. He just went ahead and did what he wanted on his own. And a man of his stature, maybe Jerry should have expected that.
Uh-huh.
But after all, Jerry was mayor,
uh-huh,
and Jerry was the one who appointed him.
Uh-huh.
So I don't think that George Edwards was really that happy as police commissioner,
uh-huh,
and never did feel close to Jerry, nor did Jerry ever feel close to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the opportunity came to be appointed to the federal bench,
uh-huh,
George was ready to take it.
Was the appointment of Ray Girardin as police commissioner any more, any less of a surprise than Judge Edwards' appointment? If I recall, Ray Girardin's background was in journalism, correct?
He was a newspaper reporter, been with the Times for years, and had covered the police beat. He was a very good friend of Jerry's.
Uh-huh.
Jerry had gotten to know him while he was practicing law. Jerry did a lot of criminal law, and he had worked on some important trials, and had gotten to know Girardin, and Girardin was a great raconteur, political storyteller and so forth, and Jerry liked him. So when I resigned, he offered the job to Ray. Well, when George Edwards resigned, somebody floated the belief that Ray was going to get the appointment. I don't know who floated it. It was the trial balloon that went up anyway, and this was, I suppose Ray had been an executive secretary for more than a year or so. And I thought it was a surprising announcement.
It did raise a few eyebrows in the city, didn't it? People feeling that perhaps Mr. Girard didn't have the credentials for that kind of position.
He was a very warm person and very well liked. But he did not have the police background. And there's a story they tell, true or not, I don't know, that when you're appointed police commissioner, they don't have that position anymore. But in the old days, when a person was appointed police commissioner, when he was sworn in, the police officers would always step forward and hand him a badge and a gun. And then they all stood back to see what he'd do with it. If he stuck the gun in his belt and put on the badge, they always knew they had him. If he tossed them both in the drawer, he was going to run the department.
Which did Mr. Girard do?
Well, I don't care to say I wasn't there.
Okay.
I don't know. But there was a sort of an image problem. Ray was frequently on television. Maybe I shouldn't say this, but it was one of the things that after a while did present a bit of a concern. Ray would frequently appear on television with some of the police personnel, and Ray was a small man, as I am. And some of these policemen would be great big guys. And made some wonder, somehow or another, that it created a public image that wasn't ideal. It didn't look like you had this big, strong leader, and the fact that Ray had a fine mind and a great sense of integrity and did a lot of good things in the police and was very race conscious himself too and wanted to do the right thing. But somehow or another, and I think Ray was popular with the police officers too.
Perhaps that would be a good point at which we could break this session.
Fine.
Right there?
Sure.
Marks the end of the first Joseph B. Sullivan oral history interview for the Mayor Gerald P. Kavanaugh Oral History Project.